Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 15th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Sota, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah continues from the previous one, and it's going to give the reason for the halacha that we learned, that one witness is believed to testify that a Sota has sinned, and that we don't go through with a test anymore, don't need to give her the waters, she's already considered as had adultery. Of course, we can't kill her. There's only one aid, but she will get. She will need a divorce and no ksuba. Shahoyo bedin, because really we could have had a kal v'chomer to say that one witness should not be believed to say that a woman who was a sota had actually sinned. And what's a kal v'chomer to say not like that? Umma im edus rishona, if the first edus, the first testimony, and here when we say first testimony, the Mishnah talks about stira, the seclusion part. If for the seclusion with another man, she'eino asrat yisraelim, where that itself does not make her forbidden to a husband until she drinks, because she could be found out to be perfectly innocent and she can go back to husband. And nevertheless, although the impact of that testimony for seclusion is not so severe, nevertheless, the Torah demands that you cannot be done or upheld with less than two witnesses. So the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you need two witnesses for stira. Edus achrona, the testimony for the last testimony, which is for the actual tumah, for the actual sinning with the man, sheisrata Yisraelim, which has a tremendous impact. That's going to make it forbidden forever to her husband. Einoidin shlitiskayim papachas mishnayim. Shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer that we need two witnesses for such an event to have such an impact? Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk tells us, no, that's not the case. Ve'eid ein ba. The Torah says, ve'eid ein ba, there is no witness, and the Gemara learns that when it says aid, it means two witnesses. There is no two witnesses there. Vehilo nisposa, and she was not forced. In other words, she's guilty. There were not two witnesses there, and she's also to the husband. The Torah is telling us here that because there were two witnesses, and there were not two witnesses, but there was one, vehilo nisposa, and she was not forced. She's considered guilty. So we learn from here that the Torah is telling us that one aid who says she's tamei, she's in, is believed to us and her husband. Now, if that's the case, the Mishnah now says, well, maybe we'll have her kal v'chomer in the reverse. Kal v'chomer leidus harishona me'ata. Well, maybe, now that we've learned from the Pasuk, ve'eid en ba, there were not two witnesses, there was only one, and she's still also the husband, maybe that'll teach us that the first testimony, i.e. the testimony for seclusion, it's a bit confusing because the Mishnah uses the word rishona in the seclusion part, because really there's a step beforehand, and that is the warning stage. That's the kina. But nevertheless, that's what the Mishnah means. The Gemara explains that. Mishnah means rishona. Kal v'chomer le'edus harishona me'ata. How much more so that the first testimony, i.e. testimony for seclusion, to say that for sure there should be believed with one witness. Why? What's the kal v'chomer? What's the logic? Umma im edus acharona, if the testimony, the later testimony, namely for the actual sinning, the tumah, shesrata Yisraelim, which is going to have a tremendous impact, that's going to cause a complete separation, she'll be forbanned forever for her husband. And nevertheless, harahim iskayemes be'ed echad, it will be upheld, that testimony, just on the basis of one witness. Aiden boys, we just learned before, Eidus Arshona, when it comes to the testifying for the seclusion, She'ein Osrata Yisraelim, which is not going to make her Osa forever, because she's still got a chance to drink, she might be innocent. Einoidin, isn't that a kolshkein? She'tiskayim v'edachot, that should be upheld with only one witness. So why does Rabbi Yeshua hold that the Eidus for the stira for the seclusion must have two witnesses? Where does he learn it from? Talmud Lomar, says the Mishnah, he learns it from the following. It says when a person divorces his wife, not by a sota, it says generally when a person divorces his wife, and it says, kimotza bo ervas davar, because he's found something immoral about her. For example, she went in seclusion with another man. Or lahalo no omer, later on it says, in another place it says, al pishnaim edim yokum davar, based on two witnesses, and matter shall be upheld. So it says Dovar by the case of the divorce by the immorality, and it says Dovar here by the case of an ordinary testimony of two witnesses. Mal Halon, just like where it says Dovar by Alpishnai Medim, it's Alpishnai Medim. It's based on two witnesses. Afkan, he too, when a person finds Eras Dovar, when he finds something immoral about his wife, it has to be only confirmed Alpishnai Medim. You need two witnesses and not based on one witness. And that's how Rabbi Yeshua learns that for the stira, even though it's not going to have this tremendous impact, for the seclusion, the husband will need two witnesses for that. Now, the Gemara explains that really you didn't need this Gzera Shava. We didn't need to learn it from Dovah Dovah. We could learn it from the fact that it says Ve'ed Ein Ba. How do we know that one aid is believed for the Tumah? Because of these words, aid ain ba. There was not two witnesses in her, and there was only one, and she's also. And we learn from ba. Ba is a miyut. It has an exclusive force. Ba means in it. In the case of Tumah, one aid will be believed, but not for the kinoy, not for the warning, nor for the stira, nor for the seclusion part. Which means that this chidush of one witness being believed by a soita is only in respect of the tumah, not for the kinoy or for the stira part, not for the warning or for the seclusion. There you need two witnesses. Well, if I already know that from the word ba, why do I need the gzera shava? And the Gemara concludes and says that indeed the gzera shava comes to teach about something else, about what about a situation where there was no kinoy, there was no warning, there was no stira, there was no seclusion, and a husband simply came along and said that, or brought one witness to say that she was tamei with another man, she's sitting with another man. Would you believe it? And the answer is no, we won't. Why? Because with a sota, there are grounds to believe it. There was already a warning, there was already seclusion, he's already got witnesses for that. So then one witness will believe to say that the step ahead, the tumah, believed. But generally speaking, how do we know you don't believe one witness? That's where we use this gezeira shava about from the word dovar and dovar. Mishnah Dalet. What happens when two witnesses are actually contradicting each other? And the Mishnah is going to tell us now that even though one witness is very powerful and we believe him, we believe her, even a woman, as far as Tumah is concerned, that's all if it's not contradicted. But if he's contradicted, it's a different story. Says the Mishnah, Eid Omer Nitmas. What happens if one witness says, she was Tumah, this woman who's been warned with her husband, who's been in seclusion, I saw that she was Tumah. It's only one Eid that says that. The Eid Omer, but there's another witness that says, Lo Nitmas, not true. When I was there, in that state of seclusion, they did not sin. Or Isha Omeres Nitmes, the Isha Omeres Lo Nitmes. Or one woman says that the woman had sinned, and another woman says she didn't sin. Now, normally a woman can't testify, apostle fadus, but we know that in this situation, we said the Torah believes any testimony about a sota because it's preceded by kinoy and stira. There was warning and stira. This is different to normal testimonies, and you don't need a kosher aid. Even an avid, even a person not Jewish can testify. Even a shivcha, a woman is not Jewish, can testify. To say that she was tamei, she wouldn't drink. But here, she's being contradicted. Or he's being contradicted. Where witnesses contradict each other, the testimony will be botala, will be back to square one, and therefore, hosa shosa, she needs to drink. We are now back to square one in terms of a sofik. She is a sofik if she's sinned or not. She is a classic sota. That's what the sota means. The word sota means a person who's suspected of adultery. We don't know for sure. That's why we give it a drink. But here they're contradicted. The testimony that says she sins. So therefore we're back to the sofik. The Gemara adds a very important condition. Our Mishnah is only talking about a qualification. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the two witnesses that contradicted each other came at the same time. That's very important. If, however, they came after one after another, and the first aid said, she sinned, she's nitmes, then that witness cannot be contradicted by one aid. You need two to contradict him. Why? Because of a famous rule, Kol Mokim Shemina Torah Eidachad Harikashnaim. Wherever the Torah gave belief or trust in one witness, and we trusted him, he's considered as powerful as two. And therefore, a second witness coming after him cannot contradict him, because you'd need two witnesses. He has the strength of two witnesses. That's if it's ze achazeh, if it's one after another, not the same time. If it's the same time, then they contradict each other, they cancel each other out. Says the Mishnah further, echad omer nitmeis. What happens if one testimony, one witness says, she sinned, v'shnayim omrim lo nitmeis, and two says, no, she didn't. The two aidim, in other words, say to the first aid, we were with you at the time you saw you found the soita, you found the woman that she was in seclusion, and she was not sin, she did not sin as far as we're concerned. Well, that cancels the testimony of the one witness, because it's now two against two. That one witness has a strength of two, but he's contradicted by two. But there still is a sophic, there still is a doubt. Maybe she was tomei, she sinned in the stira that happened before these people came. And they might have and found that she was in seclusion. So, hoisa shoisa, back to square one, she's a sophic. There's a sophic if she sinned. She has to drink, go through with the soita. And this is even if it's ze achaze, one after another. What about the reverse? Says the Mishnah, finally, shnayim omrim nitmeis, if two witnesses says, she sinned, she was tamei. Ve'achad omer, and one says, lo nitmeis, she wasn't sinned, lo hoisa shoisa, then she would not get to drink, because certainly when you have two witnesses saying that she's tamei, they certainly... that's it. Basically, they said she was tamei, she sinned. Then there's no need to go through the whole process of soita. You wouldn't get it to drink at all. The Gemara explains that this last bit of our Mishnah is talking about eidim who are posel, who normally can't testify, like for example avodim or women. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us that when it comes to witnesses that are posel, whether it's for whatever reason it is, we follow the majority of these possible witnesses, whether it's to be lenient or whether it's to be strict, whether it's to give it a drink, whether it's not to give it a drink. But if there was one aid, that's providing that they're all equally possible, these aidim, so we go by majority. If, however, there is one aid that was kosher initially and two aidim that were possible, then it's like one against one. Because one aid that's kosher has equal power as two aidim that are unfit, and then it would be cancelling each other out.